This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Are you mad?
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday podcast
from Joy 94.9.
But we can't stop because we've got guests, haven't we?
Yes, we do.
I'm ready. Let's talk all things. Merrily we roll along with Sarah and Nicole.
Hi.
Hello, hello.
Hello. Hello. Lovely to be here.
Well, we asked for you to come along because we want to know all about, obviously I know it's a musical, and I know that it is by Mr. Stephen Sondheim.
Who's that?
I don't know. Has he written
anything
else?
Good old Stevie.
I think he's written a couple of things.
He's a master.
He is, isn't he?
That's who he is.
Quite the wordsmith.
Yes, yeah. he certainly is.
And, well, I don't mind which one answers, but it's probably the most difficult question out of all of them. Well, what is Merrily We Roll Along all about?
Go on, Sarah.
You're the director, aren't you, Sarah?
Yes, I am the director.
Oh.
Look, it's about a lot of things. It's about friendship, but I think it's primarily about success and how we measure success and what that actually means. And in the case of the three main characters, they're all very talented artists. That's how they start off. Well, this play, we need to say, actually works backwards. So we
meet them at the end of their lives.
We meet them at the end of the journey, and they're 40.
Okay. And so everyone's obviously got a different story,
like
us but all.
But it's actually quite tragic where we meet them.
Well, because Franklin Shepherd, who's made it, supposedly, but he's become a very successful Hollywood producer. So in monetary terms and power, he has made it.
Is that Lyle Brooks?
That's Lyle Brooks.
Oh.
He's wonderful.
Oh, he is, isn't he?
Very talented young man.
He's a lovely guy. he's been in here a lot.
He's very naughty.
But I didn't ask. You know what? I didn't ask him in because we've had him in here a lot.
Yeah, you're sick of him.
I'm
bored by him now.
Do you know what it is? Sometimes it's difficult to get a serious answer out of him.
Yes.
And we've already.
No, I'm sorry.
Rehearsals are very similar.
Okay. We've got one of those here. In fact, we've got two of them. We had the fool. Bit covered.
You need a word of
I needed some smart cookies.
He's a little bit cheeky.
Yes.
But but Franklin, so he's got all this success. So he's got a lot of hangers on that he doesn't really have any kind of relationship, meaningful relationship with. And then there's Mary, and that's the character and she's a successful writer.
Is that your role?
That's my role. Right. So Mary and Charlie and Frank are best friends. We all meet at a very pivotal time in our lives, and then we all kind of lose our way as the sort of journey progresses and the friendship falls apart. And Charlie and I feel like Frank is really sold out. So it's kind of, artistic integrity versus
the success.
Success and money and fame.
Is it art imitating life?
Ooh, I don't know if I'd say that.
You know, I mean, it's an age-old argument, and you throw into that, what is celebrity? And, we live in such an interesting time when you think of when this was set. A lot hasn't. I mean, we've got social media and we've got instant marketing and everyone's on 24 hours, 24/7. So we can do our own marketing.
Yeah, it is a good point though. It is actually quite progressive as a piece because it was the first show I think was in 81 or something it came out. And,
It's quite, recent, isn't it, really?
Well, yeah,
it's not an old musical.
No,
well, it's not from the 50s, but it's sort of set there,
from
though.
From the 80s,
it's actually.
I think I'm right.
Late 70s.
I think I'm right.
You are.
I do. I'm hoping they didn't come across as rude. Certainly didn't mean that. But I feel like I know so many people involved with this one. The musical director is Cameron Thomas.
Oh, yes. He's
a delight.
I mean, I work with Cameron and he's just.
He's gorgeous.
Yeah.
He's very thorough.
Knows what he's doing.
Yep.
And I would imagine it's a dream.
And interesting, he's at the whole show, there's only a piano. So there's no no orchestras, no band. It's just Cameron on a big baby grand.
Now that's a lot.
Let me say though.
That could spoil everything.
Which is worth seeing just on its own.
No,
well, there
phenomenal.
Are actually two pianos, and he plays both of them, not at the same time.
Oh, damn, I was about to say, what, one hand on each?
No, there's a grand on one side of the stage, and there's an upright. And because Lyle is
plays
the piano as the character of Franklin.
But doesn't really, does he?
No, he does.
He actually does.
Yeah, he does. Wow. He can play piano. He's multi-skilled.
You'll want to
Well, that was his only other one.
What, his only other skill?
Ooh. We love you, Lyle, if you're listening.
And the choreographer I went to high school with.
Oh, stop it. David Winan.
I was, we went to high school together.
Where was that?
Ringwood High School.
Yes.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
And obviously he's then went on to, he did a million other things because it was high school, but he was at Ballarat, wasn't he?
Yes,
he was in Ballarat.
At Federation University, yeah. But he's done a lot of other things. And he was also an actor. So I guess the last thing he did as a performer was Billy Elliot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because he's a great tapper.
I didn't know that.
He is.
Yeah.
He was going to be the Scarecrow in The Wizard of Oz, and the Scarecrow was going to tap dance.
Is this at your school?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm the lion. Unbelievable.
You look like a lion.
I'm still winning awards. This is Merrily We Roll Along. We'll go to some music and then we will come back and Nicole is going to sing for... No, she's
no.
not. Enjoy. It is Mad Wednesday with Michael and Dean. I really like this message. It says, I've just joined. Attached is my receipt, but I can't get my membership number. So you can still go into the draw to win the Alison Moyet CD.
Absolutely.
Just keep those coming in right now. SMS 0427 Joy 949. But we've still got our wonderful guests in. It is Sarah and Nicole. And they're doing Merrily We Roll Along, which begins next week on the 29th of June. It is at South Bank Theatre at the Lawler. You can get your tickets at mtc.com.au. And your character, Nicole, is she a heavy with child?
She is not actually with child.
So this, but you are.
This wasn't planned.
No.
I am. Oh, no, sorry, hang on.
It wasn't planned.
No, sorry, the pregnancy
was planned.
You
know when a man and a woman lay together.
That was the
We're
worst thing I could have possibly...
Today.
I know. Wow, this has been very educational. No, what I mean is I didn't plan to be pregnant for the show.
Right.
But it actually has worked out well because she is meant to be a bit of a fatty.
Ah, right.
Well, she's
at the end of the show, no, she's
should,
a young,
I
very young,
that.
21-year-old,
she's
and she's
script
yeah,
as yeah. As she goes through her life and really, really falls off the rails, you know, into a terrible demise. She does put on weight and becomes an alcoholic and is quite bitter. And so, look, we don't have to put me in a fat
Remind
suit.
Remind you
now.
Of anyone, Dean?
Do we, Sarah?
No, we don't have to put her in a fat suit.
No,
which is great because I didn't want to put her in a fat suit.
There's
anyway.
No need.
No,
no, but there would even regardless of her pregnancy, I definitely didn't want her in a fat suit.
No.
There are ways of showing that.
Yes, you can just grow a baby.
Exactly. How will you be? How will you begin slimmer then?
Yeah, I'm
that's the problem.
Curious.
I'm not sure. About.
Oh no,
horizontal stripes.
We have a fabulous
yes.
designer.
Yeah,
our
yeah.
costume
a
designer
belt?
Is
really high.
Has really thought that through.
Actually,
right.
actually yeah. she is amazing.
She is amazing.
She's really good.
That's why you've got her involved.
You've just got to hope
totally.
There's no sudden
Emily Collett
spurts.
Is her name.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, would you? Can we get a bit of focus going on? What's
Sorry.
Going on? Let's
Sorry.
Talk about Watch This. They are the
yes.
they are the company behind this, aren't
yeah.
they?
Yeah, they're a non-for-profit, independent...
Oh, I don't like
musical
them.
Musical... Oh, you hate them already? Musical theatre company. And they... And they. Yeah,
and the artistic director is Sonia Suarez.
Yeah,
and
a beautiful person. And
yeah.
this is their fifth show, and
right.
they only do Sondheim.
Oh, wow.
Which is kind of cool.
I mean, it's quite wonderful because there's no other company that I know of in the country that focuses... You know,
just on Sondheim.
Yeah. Which is, yeah, it's
Who
nice.
Who is that guy again? Oh, no.
Yeah.
We've done that joke.
No, yeah. it's all good. And, well, so you're in this world. Do we know what they're doing next? I bet it'll be Sondheim.
Not sure what's left. No, we don't know.
They don't
what's
announce
next,
it yet.
No. Well, I guess they're too busy focusing on Merrily Well.
Well, it could be like your production company. They know. We know what they're doing next.
But they do three at a time, though.
They do.
Watch This does one at a time.
Yeah, no, that's very smart. As we mentioned, it all opens next week. It is on at South Bank Theatre at the Lawler. It's a lovely venue, isn't it?
Oh, it's beautiful. Mm.
Yeah. It's all about market, isn't it?
Yeah, it's lovely. I've seen really good things there too. Yeah, it's a nice space.
Well, let's hope this is one of them.
and it's intimate enough because it only seats, about 140?
Yeah.
I think it's about
cracking lineup as well. It's going to do well, I think people, audiences love Sondheim, and this one is, for want of not being rude, I think it's very palatable, isn't it?
Yeah. Look,
sorry to interrupt. Sorry. It's not performed a lot.
No.
Because it's considered problematic.
Cult. Yeah.
But I don't think it is.
Cult following, this one.
But it does,
And I think because the score is so stunning. I think this is actually his best score.
Wow. That's amazing.
That's a big call.
That's a really big call.
I know, and I'm backing it. He's done some gorgeous beautiful stuff, but it's quite amazing.
Yeah. Is it better than Annie?
No, nothing's better than Annie.
Okay,
but
good. I need a benchmark. Sondheim didn't have a lot to do with Annie.
Yeah, no.
Apparently he watched it, but that is it. All right, merrily we roll along. Opens next week. MTC.com.au. Thank you very much for joining us.
Pleasure. Thank you so much.
Lovely. Cool. Can't wait to see it.
Love to see
All right,
you again.
You're on Joy.
You've been listening to another Mad Wednesday podcast, driving you home every Wednesday afternoon from 4.
Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.